Could the killers of Limerick man Jason Corbett have walked free for Christmas? Did the authorities in North Carolina make a mistake on early release dates for Molly Martins and her father Tom Martins? Yesterday, when the early release dates today and tomorrow were revealed, Mr. Corbett's family spoke of their betrayal over the decision. They learned of the early release through the media. So what's going on in the North Carolina Department of Adult Corrections? Earlier, our Washington correspondent Shaul Whelan told me what he knew.
First glimpses of this seem to occur with the Irish Daily Mirror, and then a couple of hours later with Fox 8 News down in North Carolina, a television station there. They had gotten wind of an entry that had appeared on a website, which you have to go searching through, which is the release dates and prison status of prisoners. And somebody had done a bit of trolling on Molly and Tom Martins and discovered that the website was recording them as having a release date this week, today, in fact, for Tom Martin, and tomorrow for Molly Martins Corbett. And that was quite shocking news, as it turned out, because most people were expecting a release to happen next summer, probably next June, which is what Tom Martins' lawyers had said on the day that sentences were handed down, which is, you know, only at the 8th of November. And here we are, the 6th of December, and we're talking about release dates already. So it was quite shocking news, and all the media, myself included, we all jumped on the story and started chasing after this one to see where it led. Strangely enough, the Department of Corrections, the prison authorities in North Carolina, could not confirm to me in the morning that this was correct information, even though this is what their own website was saying. And I printed off a screen grab of it just in case things changed. And indeed, they did later on, because those pages seem to have become unavailable now. But they said, we're going to check this out and see if we can get you confirmation on this. It took until late in the afternoon, not long before the 9 o'clock news Irish time, before they came back to us and said, yeah, that's confirmed. They're going to be released on Tuesday and Wednesday. And that's what we reported on the 9 o'clock news last night. And then about an hour later, just after we'd coordinated things with the Morning Ireland editor and were wrapping up for the day, another news break started to happen. This remarkable about face by the corrections department said, actually, we've checked a bit more and discovered that there was a mistake here and they're not going to be let out until next year.
A mistake, Sean?
Yeah. Somebody had miscalculated, according to the statement, the amount of time that they would have to spend in prison to comply with the terms of their sentences. And they've said, well, that was clearly wrong. It was a very brief statement, of course, but they said that's wrong. They're not going to be released. Their new release dates are now the same day, 27th of June, 2024. That's when they'll be released, not before. And they're going to be transferred from the county jail in Davidson County to a state correctional facility. And that's where they will serve out the rest of their sentences. It seems from reading that and also the screen grab that we got earlier that they had been in custody in the county facility, county jail, rather than a state penitentiary, which is where they should have been as felonious prisoners.
I know, as you do, that Jason Corbett's family was stunned by this news emerging yesterday. They learned it through the media, apparently. So I'm sure a number of questions now arise as to what has been going on here.
Yeah, there are a number of questions. And obviously, because we were getting this, I mean, first of all, it was difficult to get any solid information out of the authorities during the daytime. This last statement that we got from them that they'd made a mistake came after normal office hours. So there's been nobody to go back to on this. And, you know, we've been calling all kinds of places, including the county jail down in Lexington. But we haven't really got to the bottom of this one. How on earth, you might imagine, could they miscalculate the amount of time somebody has to serve in prison? They were given clear sentencing guidelines by the judge, which everybody had worked out on the day would mean that they would spend a minimum of 7 months in custody, additional custody, on top of the 3.5 years that they'd already served from their original convictions, to possibly just shy of 2 years additional jail time. But their lawyers were adamant at the time, 7 months will do it. But nobody anticipated them getting out after a couple of weeks. And yet, this is what the prison system's own website was telling us.
Because remind us, Sean, I mean, they weren't in prison for misdemeanours. They were in prison on a plea bargain deal on voluntary manslaughter.
Yeah, I mean, it's again, it says it in black and white on this prison record for prisoner 1551729, Molly M. Corbett, primary crime manslaughter, brackets principal. That's what she was in for. And the previous conviction was for murder, and that was quashed. And so this manslaughter plea was accepted as part of a deal in which a murder charge would be dropped. So this was a serious crime. They beat a man to death, and nobody disputed that in the 10 days of hearings that we sat through last month. So, yes, they killed this man, Jason Corbett, in a very brutal fashion. And nobody who heard any of that evidence would have thought that they would get anything other than a custodial sentence, depended what the custodial sentence was going to be. And that's why a lot of the argument in that sentencing hearing was around mitigating factors. So the pleas from the defence lawyers for Tom and Molly Martins was there were mitigating factors here. And the judge accepted a lot of the mitigating factors that were put forward, not all of them, but he did add one of his own for Tom Martin, saying that because he had had service in the FBI and also as a head of counterintelligence at a government nuclear weapons research facility, that that was tantamount to military service, which under North Carolina law qualifies you for some mitigation in sentencing. But he did say that they would have to serve additional time on top of the 3.5 years that they had previously served. So they were going to go to jail, and they were put in handcuffs immediately when those sentences were passed down and led away from the court. And again, everybody expected that they were going to be taken away to the state facility. Myself and my cameraman and several other cameramen and reporters and photographers stood for a couple of hours outside the county jail that night, waiting for the usual ritual to happen of the prisoners to be brought out and put into prison trucks and taken away. But that didn't happen. And it may not have happened. It's quite conceivable now, looking at these partial records, that they spent the entire past 4 weeks in that county jail facility. And if perhaps this glitch, mistake, whatever it was, in the prison system had not been picked up and people had not started to make a fuss about this, the authorities might not have noticed it, and a docket might have come down through the system, and, well, Tom Martins could have been walking out of jail in a couple of hours' time.
And that was our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.